It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Police are still searching for the two gunmen responsible for the deadly mass shooting in Wilkinsburg that killed six people, including a child that was due in May. Meanwhile, the FBI has joined the investigation. I'm joined now by 90.5 WESA reporter Noah Brode, who's been following this story. He's been all around Wilkinsburg and is in studio now with us for an update. Good day, Noah.
Good day to you, Paul.
Where do things stand right now with the search for these two men responsible for these horrific killings?
Well, as you mentioned there in your introduction, they are still at large. And as of right now, we don't have an official description of the two men other than that they are two males. They fled on foot. Other than that, there's no official description out there, and we haven't had an update yet on the search for the men. We do know that there was a piece of physical evidence recovered at the scene of the shooting that is being tested for DNA, possibly has been tested for DNA. Again, we haven't heard yet back on that, but as of right now, we don't know. I will note that Allegheny County...
So police are not saying what this piece of evidence is.
Right. I talked to District Attorney Steven Zappala. He said he wouldn't say what the piece of evidence was, but that they did have one and that it would be tested for DNA. I should note that the Allegheny County Police Superintendent, Charles Moffitt, said that he had no reason to believe that the shooters left the area. So it seems that the presumption is that they are still in the area.
And as is often said and has been said in the hours following this tragic and horrific mass shooting, there's always somebody that knows something about what happened. And it seems as though the police are going to great lengths to encourage people to try to contact the police with any kind of tips, any kind of information that they may have. But you get the sense that there's a reluctance, perhaps, on the part of some people to cooperate, at least at this time.
Well, I can say that the authorities are offering $20,000 for any tip that leads to a conviction. And that's not, you know, just for any tip. But if that would lead to a conviction, that would be the $20,000 reward. I can't say whether or not people are not cooperating. It was a chaotic scene, I am told, in the backyard. And I'm not sure, you know, what witnesses there are. And we do know that there are two people in the hospital. And we'll see what they have to say if they make recoveries.
They've yet to be interviewed at this point.
Right. I believe the words were they were not in condition to be interviewed.
We understand that the FBI is now involved in the police investigation.
That's right. And that was mentioned yesterday at the county police press conference. And I actually tried to get on the phone with the FBI. They didn't want to talk, but they did note that, this is something that the FBI is helping out with, but they're not trying to take a lead role. They're trying to stay in the background and help in whatever way they can.
And the police have a final tally on the number of shots fired.
Right. They found 49 cases from the two separate guns at the scene. And like we talked about yesterday in our interview here on Essential Pittsburgh, there were two guns involved. One was a handgun, a 40 caliber handgun. The other was a 7.62 caliber rifle, and that was described as a high-powered, high-velocity rifle that dealt the most damage to the victims on the back porch of this house on Franklin Avenue in Wilkinsburg. 49 cases total from those two guns, 18 from the handgun, 31 from the rifle.
And I want to ask you about the mood in Wilkinsburg. I also would like to encourage people today who are listening to this, if you are living in the borough of Wilkinsburg or know somebody there, we'd like to hear from you just about how you feel at this point, what your concerns are today. It's not even been two full days since this horrible incident occurred. Our number is 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. If you'd like to join our conversation, simply to express your feelings at this point on the part of people who represent that community and what the concerns are, the fears, and the hopes of the people of the borough of Wilkinsburg. Again, our number, 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Our email address, esspgh@wesa.fm. We're also on Twitter at ESSPGH. And Noah, there is certainly, there has been an opportunity for you as you've been in Wilkinsburg to assess the mood that the people are in. We have some clips. Apparently, we don't have the first sound clip that we'd hoped to have, but you attended a vigil yesterday in Wilkinsburg that was held that really was an opportunity and an attempt as well to try to console people and deal with the hurt that this community feels.
Right. And yes, that was yesterday at 5 o'clock, and four different church leaders from churches across the community of Wilkinsburg, across that borough, came together right outside the house where the shooting occurred late Wednesday night. And they prayed, they sang hymns, and they talked about the importance of the community coming together now. And what I saw there at that vigil was it really did seem as though the community was coming together. You know, all sorts of people from across Wilkinsburg, young people as young as, you know, maybe a couple years old, to older residents of Wilkinsburg, Black people, white people, all coming together there along Franklin Avenue to sort of mourn the loss, yes, but also come together after this tragedy.
And as a community pulls together and tries to move forward, and I'm talking about the collective feelings of people before this happened, you feel like you're making progress. And then all of a sudden, something that you could not have possibly been on your radar, a horrific mass shooting, six people dead. I imagine many of the people in Wilkinsburg are simply in shock at this point.
Yes, that's right. And I had the opportunity to speak with a few neighbors while I was there on Thursday morning. And that was the prevailing feeling was total shock and disbelief and yes, fear as well. And I spoke with one young man, Robert Morris was his name, 15 years old, a freshman in high school. And he told me how he felt and how he felt unsafe, even just walking around the streets of Wilkinsburg after this horrible shooting.
I don't really feel safe anymore. I feel like I was going to go outside, like start walking outside more often after I got mugged. But no, I can't. It's just terrible right now.
And that sentiment was echoed by numerous people that I spoke with, including his father, Carl Morris, another neighbor that I talked with. People are scared, but also just in utter disbelief that this could happen. I should note that a lot of people mentioned that this is not a part of Wilkinsburg that typically experiences this kind of violence. Carl Morris, that young man's father, said that this is the good side of Franklin Avenue, up the hill from Ardmore Boulevard, where things are quiet, where pizza companies will deliver pizzas because they're not afraid of violence. So this was a shock in particular to this section of Wilkinsburg.
And again, our number, 412-246-2002, is the number to call if you'd like to join our conversation here, and just simply take advantage of an opportunity to express your feelings if you are a resident of the borough of Wilkinsburg. And we have, I believe, do we have somebody on the line now? We do. This is a woman who does not want to be identified, but we will welcome her onto the air right now. Hi. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for being there. I'm calling because I've just been to the police station to get an anonymous police report form to give to a friend who doesn't want to be known. And I think that you're talking about people being afraid to file. This massacre was clearly retaliation and a warning to people not to report on drug dealing. And so it's essentially that you folks might, in fact, be a place for them to file these anonymous reports so that the trace is not followed up to them. People really are afraid to be known as reporting anything.
Well, that's an important point to make. So you have obtained a form for someone that you know who may have information on this?
She was telling me all about it. She doesn't live in Wilkinsburg. And I said this should be reported.
Well, certainly that's what the police are encouraging people to do. And it sounds like you are helping this person to do that. And certainly our advice would be to contact the police with any information that you might have. But if there was anything people wanted to share with us, we certainly would be willing to listen and to pass that information on if that's what it takes. I want to thank you for calling in and for sharing your thoughts with us. And again, our number is 412-246-2002. If you have thoughts about the shootings in Wilkinsburg, if you live in that borough, what are your concerns? What are you feeling today? Not even 48 hours after this happened. Noah, what are the leaders of Wilkinsburg encouraging people there to do, particularly people who are frightened and who are, in some cases, as we heard earlier from the young man you interviewed, afraid to leave their houses?
Right. Yes. Well, I spoke with religious leaders in Wilkinsburg, and obviously, as per their role, they're you know, encouraging people to, you know, come together in prayer and come together as a community in their church communities and sort of fight through this. Bishop Michael Golphin was one of the leaders that was speaking to residents, probably about 30 residents, even in the pouring rain at about 5 o'clock yesterday, all gathered together under umbrellas there on Franklin Avenue. And he spoke to them that Wilkinsburg needs to come together and continue on and persevere through this tragedy and continue to do great things. And it's worth noting now that Wilkinsburg councilman, one of the Wilkinsburg councilmen, had released crime statistics that actually showed an improving crime picture for Wilkinsburg in recent years. And so I think it's worth noting that although that may be a perception that some might have, that Wilkinsburg is a dangerous place, the community feels like it's moving on, and they want to continue that positive movement.
Let's go to Lee from Morningside at 412-246-2002. Hi, Lee. Thank you for joining us.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Good. I wanted to comment. I listen to NPR a lot, especially, you know, on my way to work. But my sister and my brother-in-law have lived in Wilkinsburg for a very long time, pretty much since the beginning of their marriage. My brother-in-law's lived there all his life, and I've been really distressed hearing about what happened a couple of days ago. But I did just want to say that Wilkinsburg is a wonderful community. There are so many kind and helpful people who live there, people who have helped my sister and my brother-in-law out. And I just don't want people to think that this is how Wilkinsburg is all the time. Like, I did just want to make that known. I love Wilkinsburg. I've lived in Pittsburgh for most of my life, and I have a lot of friends who live there as well.
And you say your sister's family lives in Wilkinsburg. You know, how are they coping with this?
Well, my sister is pretty shocked. You know, she has a new baby, so she was just a little bit distressed. But they have always been of the opinion that they want to help the community. They're a member of the Covenant Reformed Presbyterian Church. Reformed Presbyterian Church that is in the area, and that church has always strived to help the community as well. But they're still, you know, they want to help the community and be there and be positive members of Wilkinsburg.
Well, Lee, thank you for calling. Thank you for sharing that story about your sister's family. Obviously, they are, as are many of the residents of Wilkinsburg, shocked and I'm sure disheartened by what has happened and trying to figure out what the way forward is. Wilkinsburg is known as the borough of churches. There is a strong religious influence there. You had a chance to experience that firsthand, Noah. To what extent is that helping people just to try to hold their heads up and keep the faith as Wilkinsburg goes through this tragedy.
Well, it was a really powerful moment yesterday afternoon when probably, like I said, about 30 or maybe even three dozen folks all joined together in a hymn, "Let There Be Peace on Earth," and you know, kind of proving that the community can come together and can move on from this. And just to echo what Lee was saying, the neighbors on Franklin Avenue really characterized not only their street, but also the woman who lived at 1304 Franklin Avenue, Brittany Powell, as quiet, as, you know, calm, as undisruptive, as, you know, as good a neighbor as you can ask for. So this is really, it speaks to, you know, the shocking nature of this in such a small town. But yes, people are seem to be coming together here, and it seems to be spearheaded by the church leaders there.
And what is happening at that house? Clearly, law enforcement has descended on it, upon that scene, for obvious reasons. There have been plenty of pictures posted on Twitter and on the internet, and all of the television stations have done their live shots from there. And I'm curious what kind of activity and how that house is being secured now after what has happened.
Well, as to security, I was surprised to see there was no police line remaining around the house. It had been stuffed into a trash can nearby, kind of overflowing out of this trash can in the backyard of the house. But it was all taken down. The house, the backyard was not cordoned off in any way. And the scene was certainly grisly. I won't go into detail, but it was eerie. And traces of the party the night before, you know, obviously before the shooting, were still there. You know, cups overturned and chairs overturned, and there was a can of beer on the front porch just still standing there. Very eerie scene at that house on Franklin Avenue yesterday. I'm not sure what has been done since then, since I left there yesterday, to sort of clean up and return it to a sense of normalcy. But yes, it was not cordoned off. However, the DA was still perusing the scene as of about 11:30 yesterday morning. That's when he arrived on the scene personally to take a look at the facts of the case. And detectives sort of walked him through and pointed out different aspects to him. So, yes, I was, as a person who doesn't often cover crime, I was surprised that the tape had been taken down even as early as 9:30 a.m. On Thursday.
Sort of an odd symmetry there. The Tuesday evening, or I should say Wednesday evening, such a beautiful warm night, people having a barbecue, celebrating, and enjoying each other's company. And then with the tragic events that have passed since then, you know, the weather has turned right along with that,
right,
overcast, rainy, and to where we're finally seeing some sunshine. Now, one last question before we wrap this up. One of the earlier callers mentioned that this may, and police have not established a motive for this killing at this point, and they obviously are still searching for the two men responsible for it. But there was concern on the part of that anonymous resident who called that this may be retaliation for some sort of informing that happened. What are any closer to finding out what motive there might have been for this? There have certainly been some things reported that we might not necessarily want to repeat as to what the motivation might have been. What do you know, Noah?
I can tell you that Stephen Zappala, the district attorney for the county, said that it's possible that retaliation was a motive, and it's possible that drug involvement was a motive. He mentioned those things were still on the table. He said a number of things had been taken off the table, but he declined to say what exactly had been taken off the table. So those were the two primary possible motives that he mentioned. And it seemed from what he was saying that it was likely to be one of those two motives, retaliation or some sort of drug involved activity. Although he did mention, and I should certainly want to note, that the house, there were no drugs found in the house, and he said that if there were any drugs in there, that they were in such small amounts that they were not detected. So this was not a drug house. This was a, you know, a quiet rental home nice brick house on a quiet street in Wilkinsburg.
90.5 WESA reporter Noah Brode, who's been following the story of the mass shooting in Wilkinsburg, and clearly more details to be learned, more information to be gathered. And Noah will be checking in with you periodically throughout the day and the days ahead on 90.5 WESA as we find out more about this story. Thank you, Noah.
Thank you, Paul.
Coming up, the St. Patrick's Day Parade is happening in Pittsburgh tomorrow. We'll talk with Grand Marshal Sarah McAuliffe Bellin about the 100th anniversary of the 1916 Easter Rising, which is a big part of the theme of tomorrow's parade. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.